Did you just hear my throat gurgle? Did it come through?
No,
my mic?
I hope. I don't think so. We on now.
So yesterday I got to the studio and you said you had a text from your friend that said,
what's your boss doing talking to my boss?
I know. So when you told me that, I texted my friend, your friend's boss, and I said, this is what Madison's friend just texted. We're the bosses?
Yeah.
Is that us? That's how people refer to us, as like my boss?
Yeah.
That's just so funny to me.
Yeah.
I always call you my coworker.
I know enough about you to know what you need.
To be the boss?
Yes.
No, the best. I just need to be the best.
Close enough.
But yeah, I think I would feel weird calling you my employee. My subordinate.
Okay, that maybe.
Yeah.
But employee, that's not too far of a stretch.
But I will say my coworker, or I'll say my kids program director.
There you go. Yeah.
But
I'm sure it'll get easier if there's ever like more of me someday.
More
like,
of you?
like
more
yeah,
employees.
There's just fun. Yeah, more employees.
That my more help. Coworkers.
There you go. Yeah. It is an interesting dynamic because it is just the two of us.
That's true.
So very
That's
different
true.
Than I don't sit around the water cooler and complain about my boss to anybody.
To yourself. You and Pip. And they're like talking about that stinking boss of yours and all her unrealistic expectations.
Oh goodness. That's why we have a safe word around here. So
oh yeah. You haven't used
word.
It in a while.
No. So well, yeah, because more often than not, if there needs to be the use of like a code word, we also need to have a conversation about it. So I just skip to the conversation part.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to like quickly stop you. But then again, if I try to quickly stop you, I just say, oh, no, you don't want that.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I accidentally picked up Madison's Sonic drink and started drinking it. And instead of saying like, stop, that's my drink, she said, oh, no, you don't want that. And by the time she had said that, I had already taken a drink. So, yeah. Okay, well, we are on a time limit today. We have less than an hour.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. This is Be Createful, a podcast about finding fullness through creativity. I'm Joe.
And I'm Madison. And today on episode 111, we're zesting it up.
Hey, heart.
With 10 things that are giving us zest.
Yeah, I had trouble this time.
Me too. However, that does not mean that I am like somewhat in a state of depression or anything. As a matter of fact, this is the best I've felt in like a few weeks.
Hey, sometimes there's just like quick, fun things to share. And that is what I was having trouble with, I think.
I have a few like big picture things that then I'm like, oh, what are the small things that I can talk about?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. So, number one is I've been listening to a lot of Outkast recently. I warmed us up this morning with a song by them that you are probably familiar with, Hey Ya.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to a lot of their discography just like over the weekend. And a lot of it really slaps. And I've just been enjoying it. It's not a genre of music that I typically gravitate towards. Rap and hip hop combined is not my typical genre. But I've heard people talk about how Outkast was a really, they made a lot of like progress in music and in that genre. So I wanted to go and learn about it. So
and they would have been like before your time. Right?
Just a little bit. Yeah. Now, Hey Ya was played at pretty much every elementary school party that we ever had.
Oh yeah, it was a bop.
Because I mean, it just does.
And right, like it's like you could play it. It was friendly.
Sure. Yeah. Now I don't know if you've noticed this, but oftentimes at like big get-togethers, like the music is very dated. Like I expect like a lot of party music or pop music to be very up to date. Mm-hmm. But like I went to a Get Down Downtown here in Searcy recently, and they were playing stuff that they played when I was in high school, and I thought, am I in like a time warp or something? This is very weird. But I think there's just eras of like really upbeat pop music. And right now we're going through an era of like vibes.
Yeah.
And vibes are not good for like parties.
No. And it also has to be clean.
However, they do clean up a lot of the different songs.
Yeah.
Because they play a lot of stuff that isn't, quote, like super clean. It's just they like kind of bleep some stuff out or things
or,
like that.
Or like if it's innuendo, that's one thing, but it's when it's straight up like
words
explicit.
So yeah, that's my
That's funny that you said slaps because I watched this a reel on Instagram that was translating things Gen Z says to like how we would say it as a millennial.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, yesterday one of the teens showed me something and I just looked at her and I go, "Slay." And then all of the kids, the teens, were like, "No."
No.
I said, "Oh, was that cringe?"
It's like, help us all.
Okay. My first thing is my drink powder I've been putting in my water.
Oh yeah.
It is just, I get it from Walmart. It's nothing special. There's no probiotics in it. It's not an MLM. It is just called True Lemon or True Lime, depending on the flavor. And right now I'm really digging the black cherry flavor, which I think is a true lime flavor.
Yes, it is a true lime. But does it even taste like lime or is it just
No. I think they probably started with just the lemon and was like true lemon, and then they started mixing other flavors in. So that's it. I put it in my big cup. Now I got to remember to wash my cup and my straw. But
oh, yeah.
Other than that, flavored. I just am always have it in my cup.
Mm-hmm. Delightful.
Love it.
Having a delicious drink helps you get through the day.
Well, especially because it's water.
Yes.
It's just something I'm adding to water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't need it really strong. So usually I'll put a packet in my huge cup and then drink my cup half down and then fill it back up with water, but not like put another packet in. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's my first thing.
Awesome. Number two is that I have settled into a schedule of housework, which is quite odd for me.
In our habits campaign, maybe before we talked about habits, you had mentioned that, and then that's what brought up the habits episode that we did. Look at you.
Well, this time, like, I really feel like I'm really trying to make it stick. And it's just been lovely. And here's what gave me, like, the good oomph to get into that was one day I was really stressed out. And the way that I deal with – one of the ways I deal with it is I cook. So I cooked three dinners at once. Like, it was, like, soups and, like, a stew and, like, some other things as well. Rice and beans. And so basically I had food for the week. And while I was letting that simmer, I was, like, cleaning things and going around and taking care of things. And it has made my week go much smoother. And it has then, it like gave me enough of a jump start to be able to then say, oh, well, I have these leftovers in the fridge right now, but I have time to cook. So I'm going to go ahead and
do that. So you are always just kind of setting yourself up for the future.
It actually kind of set my mind free when I was watching a reel that said, it was a mom who's like, yes, I'm cooking dinner at 8:30 in the morning because this is when I have time and energy. Mm-hmm. By the time I get home and get all the kids home, I don't have energy anymore to make dinner, and I just feel that much more tired. So yes, my kids are essentially getting leftovers because they're going to be reheated, but it's when I have time to do it. And I was like, I should just cook when I have time to do it. And it's freaking amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love it. So
maybe I will soak up some of that energy.
Yeah, just do it whenever you got the energy. Mm-hmm. If it happens to be on a Sunday, prep as much as you can. And it's just so good.
My problem is I never want to do it. Yeah. Okay. My second thing is my under the desk treadmill. I love it. Now I wasn't on it last week at all because I was barely in the studio last week.
No, you had lots of things that you needed to do, like meetings and whatnot.
The last month has been a real runaround,
mm-hmm.
but, when I have been in the studio and having to be at my desk for extended periods of time, I'm loving my under the desk treadmill.
I love that you say under the desk treadmill because the picture that I get is you sitting in your chair, and because you're a little shorter, your feet don't touch the ground, and I'm just imagining you like walking with the treadmill.
Like
in between
they do
your chair.
Have those bikes, like those little pedals you can do and stuff while you're sitting. No, I stand up on it.
You
and
have a standing
walk.
Desk, and you are able.
But
to.
It's just the pad part of the treadmill. Mm-hmm. There's no arms, no. Nothing to like grab onto
because Joe likes to live dangerously.
Yeah. Well, Pip has figured out if she drops her bone on the back, it'll shoot it off.
I love that.
Okay.
That is fabulous. Okay. Number three. Let's see. Oh, okay. So in my creative endeavors at home, I've been really trying to focus on what I have and work with that, specifically on my fabric. I think I've been using buying fabric as a way to give myself a little bit of happiness,
mm-hmm.
which at times, that is okay. However, I have found a lot of joy in the fact that I'm not having to go somewhere to go and get fabric, and I'm just getting to play around with what I have. But it also means that I'm limited. And as we've talked before on this podcast, being limited in your creativity can oftentimes lead to things that you had never thought of before.
Right.
And using materials in a different way. So right now I'm making a dress. It's utterly delightful. I've talked about it before. It's like patchwork and it's so bright and colorful. It's wild. I'm using the backside of a printed fabric because I like the color, but I don't want the print. And I'm using that as the binding.
Oh, fun.
So I'm getting to use up fabric that I already have. I'm using it in a way that normally I would have just been like, well, I'm going to save that for something else. And then I'm just going to like go and buy a plain fabric. But you know what? I probably just need to use up the fabric that I already have. Quit, quote, saving it for other things and just give it this life that it needs.
I can't wait to see it.
Yes, I'm very excited.
I just got distracted because a woman was walking by in a fabulous coat.
I'm telling you, a
It was like a flannel jacket, but it wasn't shaped like that. It was shaped like a longer, like pretty coat, and it just was pretty colors and pretty flannel. Sorry. Madison can't really see out the window because
we're recording further into the studio today.
Because it's so freaking bright outside.
Yes.
Okay, my third thing is a book I just read for book club. It is called The Thursday Murder Club. And
wait, what?
Thursday what is it? Murder Club.
So can you give us like a brief little...
Yes, I'm going to.
Okay, sorry.
Just wait.
I was like, I thought we were doing a little back and forth here. So like, a like, ooh, tell us about it. Like, so that you weren't talking for so long.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just had like a sentence to introduce it to you, then we can do our back and forth. Okay. Okay, I'll tell you when you can talk again, okay?
Help us all.
Okay. It is set in a retirement home, like assisted living slash also just old people who want to live in community in England. And they are trying to solve a couple murders that have happened. And it's just hysterical. I imagine my grandma, who was just amazing and wonderful and so funny and full of life, being like part of the Thursday Murder Club and just what they would have talked about. Anyway, it's so funny.
So they get together and solve murders?
Yeah, well, they were solving cold cases, but then now there's a murder that actually happened. And then there's a second murder.
Oh, no.
And then the chapters are short, so it bounces back and forth. You hear from different people's perspectives. They're just all so funny. All the characters were delightful. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved all the characters. So it was fun.
I think that's what's really delightful about people who are further in years is that they are wonderfully themselves and they're weird and quirky, but they just are.
Mm-hmm.
And they know who they are. And I hope that we can all get to that point someday where we're just like delightfully ourselves.
Yeah. There's this one character who says she can't talk about her old job, but you know, she used to be a spy. Like the things that she said, and she's always talking about it, but not talking about it. It's really funny.
I love
that. And then they befriend some cops who they kind of manipulate the cops because they're old people and they can get away with stuff. It's just really fun.
Oh, okay. That does sound like a fun book. Okay. So, right now, I'm in the middle of a color pooling crochet project.
Yes, explain color pooling.
Okay, so it's basically where you take variegated yarn, you figure out how many stitches you can make in each color, and then you try to keep those stitches consistent for each color. And what it produces, it can produce a lot of different, well, patterns, but essentially each pattern looks like a plaid or an argyle sort of pattern. And right now I'm working with a colorway that's got like pastel purple, a minty green, like a mooly red, which is like an orangey red. It is so much fun. And what I love about it is...
Did you say a mooly red?
Yeah.
Like my mooly?
Yes.
She likes like a true red.
Oh, I thought mooly red was the orangey red. Oh, okay. I apologize, mooly. I'm so sorry.
No, so I just had to...
You got to correct that.
Yeah, stand up
got
for
you.
Her.
No.
Because she's going to be like, wait, what? She likes it like a...
A true, like
true, a red when a red, 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 true red.
If I say red enough, you'll understand how true red it is. Gotcha. No. And what I love about it is not only did I get to learn something new, which is a different sort of stitch. But crochet is kind of like a dance where like you kind of get used to the motions of your hands over and over again. And you can almost not look at it. I'm not quite good enough to do that just yet. And also, it's like,
I can't imagine not looking when I crochet.
Some people do.
How do they not drop a stitch? Like, how do you not?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a muscle memory feel sort of thing.
Maybe.
And maybe they don't mind frogging. Is that what it's called when you have to pull it out? But it also, not only do I get that little hit of like, look how much stuff that I've done, but I also get the hit of like, oh, there's this pattern that's being produced before my eyes and I'm not having to change yarn color. I really want to do it again. I think if I'm going to continue to crochet, this is what I want to do.
Right.
I'm just going to make a bunch of Argyle blankets. Uh-huh.
But also, because you can make, well, I need to look into it more. They make yarn that is for color pooling.
Which is what I'm using now.
And then you also can just get variegated yarn. Mm-hmm. I'll link to like a Google image search so you can see what color pooling is. But I want to know if you can manipulate the patterns like that the color pooled yarn makes.
I think you can. Now, there's a website called plannedpooling.com and you can do it for, it's built for knitting, but if you use the stitch that I'm using, which is called the moss stitch or the linen stitch, it works the same way. And you can decide how you want to set up the pattern and you can like click through. If you know what a pre-quilt is, it's the same idea, but for crochet and knitting. Oh my word. It's fabulous.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It can't be hex codes because I don't think it, but it's something similar to that to like pick your colors. So you can almost get like perfectly what your blanket will look like in the visual setup.
Okay. That probably is hex codes then.
Yeah, maybe it is.
That's what, that is what color is.
Does it have the little like FFs in front of it?
If it's white. Oh. Like different colors. It'll be like a number sign or pound sign or hashtag, depending on how old you are. And then it's six digits, like six characters. Well, six either letters or numbers after it. That's a hex code.
It doesn't have letters in it. I think it just has numbers.
It depends on the color.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. My
like
apologies.
White is F, 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 F.
Oh, okay.
I think black is... Is black all zeros? Anyway, it's a mix. So it just depends on what the color is. It might not have any letters.
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to do some research on how they like figure out what letters and numbers go in each, like how that is all divided up and how they came up with that, like the process of how they created hex codes.
Then you can do a deep dive on hex codes.
More color.
Okay. So I love a new project, and right now,
girl, me too.
Our new project is expanding the retail side of Make Do.
Ah.
I am obsessed as of yesterday,
which is fairly typical.
Well, and honestly, like a little more since yesterday, but yesterday is when I made the decision. So we rearranged the studio a little bit to make more room for retail in here. Actually, where the decision was made was on Saturday. We had open shop, and two people who were here. We're kind of emphasizing or reiterating what I'd already been thinking. Like, God, we need more retail. So I made a survey that people can fill out to tell us what they want in a fabric store. I will link that in the show notes too. You can fill
there
it out
you
if
go.
You want. So we're going to just move forward with expanding the retail here at Make Do.
Which is very exciting because here in our small town, it is important for us to be able to like provide different goods.
Also, no one else is doing it.
Yes, exactly. So. Especially not with our expertise.
Right.
Actually, that is one of my zesty things is that we've rearranged the studio, and I have like quickly settled into this vibe.
I know we just rearranged it yesterday.
If you've ever like rearranged your house or your bedroom or something like that, you know, like that extra little hit of yes, this is. I love this newness that's happening here. But I think this is going to be really good for the flow of the studio as well.
Mm-hmm. But the challenge is going to be this bit. We put two of our tables back to back, so it just made a huge table. And we're going to need ways to keep it from becoming a dumping ground.
Yes. Well, I mean, the two tables that we had before were kind of like that.
Right.
But one little edge was closest to the door, which is where all the stuff accumulated. If you have a place in your house, you know that place where just all the stuff, when you come in, gets dropped off there. But now we have like a longer edge of the table exposed to the near the front of the door.
Yeah.
So now that's going to be even, it's going to be even more spread out.
Yeah. We're just going to have to be on top of it. Yes. Work it into our sundown routine when we leave the studio.
Sundown.
Was that yours, rearranging the studio?
Yes, rearranging the studio.
Number five for me is the mystery quilt. It's been my suite for a few weeks, but it has been so much fun. I love it. We'll do another one. It's just so fun.
So what's it been like watching everyone participate in this mystery quilt? What are some good things and some like things you're like, huh, maybe I'll do that differently next time?
Next time I will tell people no directional fabric. None.
You're not
none
allowed. At all. Don't do it.
You can't, or if you do, you have to be okay with it going every which way. So that would be one thing. I'll be harder on, like, I'll have
you will hold firm to the boundaries.
Yes. It's been fun to see people just let go. Like, they're not worrying about a few steps ahead. They're just doing the steps that are right in front of them. But also, I think I'm enjoying it because I'm actually doing it too. Mm-hmm. And it's been a while since I have done a full, this is going to be a big quilt, like a twin size quilt. And it's been a while since I have dove into, a big quilting project like this. Yeah. So it's fun. And it's different than anything I've made before.
It just hit me that, you know, those of us who have enjoyed school, what I liked about it was you had a guide that like took you through every lesson, and you didn't necessarily have to know what was next.
Oh, right.
But being an adult, it feels like you always have to be five steps ahead of yourself and plan quite a bit. And I think that's the joy of surprises, whether it's someone planning a surprise birthday party for you or doing this mystery quilt, is that you don't have to think five steps ahead. It does require you to trust, much like a child trusts the teacher or adult who's ever is like guiding them on this trip. But just to have this faith that like things will work out and have trust in the person that's guiding you, and then you don't have to worry about what's happening next.
Yeah.
That's kind of a gift.
It's pretty amazing too how much I have to talk people back. Like, just trust it. You don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Just all you have to do is what is right now.
It's like a practice of letting go.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm here for it. Okay. I had a pretty heavy dairy night while Richard, he left to go. This is my good thing. All right. This is very personal to me. Richard had a concert to go to, which means I had a night to myself. Could I have eaten the leftovers in my house? Yes. But this is one of the few evenings where I get to make myself whatever I want. Mm-hmm. So I learned how to make authentic fettuccine Alfredo, which is authentically Italian, if you can believe it. It's true.
Wait, I would expect it to be Italian.
Well, a lot of people, the sauce that we hear of now that has like the heavy cream and all of that in it is actually not authentically Italian. You typically don't put cream in sauces. You rely on the emulsifying power of the pasta water in order to create a creamy-like sauce or butter. And so the original fettuccine Alfredo was made with Parmigiano Reggiano, pasta water, and sweet cream butter. And basically, you just boil the noodles, and then you save back a little bit of pasta water, add a crap ton of butter, a ton of Parmesan cheese in the still warm pan, and then you slowly add in that pasta water, and you stir quite a bit, and it emulsifies and creates this delightful sauce that you really should eat quickly. Otherwise, it solidifies because it's made out of cheese.
Mm-hmm. I would maybe like that. I don't like Alfredo sauce like we have it here.
It's quite thick and heavy, and the thing with Americans is that we oversauce our pasta, which sometimes I'm here for, but this one, it's like a very light coating. And then I made a homemade roasted garlic butter to slam on bread. Spread, but slam is good too. Just slam that on the bread. And I had that, and I know it wasn't healthy, but man, just having that dairy overload and like having a night to like sit there with my sparkling water and crochet and eat fettuccine Alfredo was just lovely.
Mm.
It's given me life.
Sometimes I really have to concentrate on sticking with you when you get excited about cooking.
I know. You're like, please. this is the worst. But actually,
but I know someone who's people who are listening enjoy it.
Yeah. Let me tell you, making that fettuccine Alfredo is relatively easy. I mean, it's one pot, mm-hmm. and it's not like, you're not like having to come up with a lot of things. So yeah. Even though it was simple, it was lovely.
Sometimes simple can still take too much time though.
This is true. You might have a few ingredients, but you're like, this takes whatever.
Yeah. I got to emulsify this business. Okay. My new wallpaper. Well, my new old wallpaper.
The one that you are putting on the back of your dining room wall?
It is floral vintage from the 60s. Nice texture.
Surprisingly neutral from...
It is neutral.
Yeah, if I was just hearing this, I'd be like, ooh, is it colorful? But it's like
right, but
taupes
it's,
and like...
It's the big flowers. They're not like the stylized 70s flowers, mm-hmm. but it is like an oversized floral, and it is shades of brown.
Yeah.
Cream to brown.
It's really lovely. We actually have a fabric here that reminds me of it that has like those... Our fabric has like these burnt umbers mm-hmm. and like grays and stuff in it, and this one is a lot lighter than that, but it gives me the same vibe. Mm-hmm. It's lovely. I agree.
So I have had it for a while, and finally got it on the wall, and now there's another DIY project that has stalled in front of it, but the wallpaper is up, and I love it.
I guess wallpaper is just wall fabric. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With all that delicious patterning and whatnot. Okay. This is like two things in one. It has to do with footwear. I'm really grateful that I have a pair of messy shoes and fun socks. Here's why.
Oh, yeah. You do wear fun socks.
I do. Today, I'm wearing donuts. Mm-hmm. Fun socks just make me feel
where
like
do you
a
get
kid
them?
Again. Sometimes it's Amazon. Sometimes I get them as gifts, or like Joann's will have a set of fun socks, and I get the crew size because I don't care if my socks show.
Well, because if they're fun, that's kind of the point, right?
Yeah. Like, why hide your adorable socks? I also like scrunching them down when I'm wearing leggings and things like that. Anyways, I get them as gifts as well, and it's just kind of like reminds me of the person who gave them to me.
I have little feet, so a lot of times socks are just too big.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of like the printed socks mm-hmm. are not, yeah, it's not great. But I really do enjoy, like, I just like socks. And then the other half of this is messy shoes. Everyone needs to have that pair of shoes that like just you don't care about. Like tonight, I'm going to be going to a concert, and I need to make sure that I don't care whatever gets splashed on my shoes. And I have a pair of messy shoes, and I'm just like, oh, all the rest of my shoes get saved while these ones get sacrificed.
Well, since you mentioned shoes, I'll skip ahead a few and mention my colorful sneakers that have been giving me life.
You have two pairs of color. Well, you have a pair of sneakers and a pair of slip-ons.
Yes. You haven't seen my slip-ons, though.
Yeah, the ones that are like color blocked and like they don't have laces and they're really, really bright and they look like faux leather.
I didn't think I had worn them to the studio.
I think you had them here and like open. Like I saw them.
Oh.
Yeah. They're cute.
Sorry, I'm just flummoxed because I didn't think you had seen them.
Yeah.
It's from a brand called Charlotte Stone, and they're made in small batches, mm-hmm. which means they're priced for what they're worth.
And it limited run, which means they'll run out very quickly.
But the shoes are totally mismatched. Like, they don't match each other.
And these are color.
Right. These are Velcro. But because my feet are small, I have to pull the Velcro kind of tight, so then they curl up on the end.
Oh, I didn't even notice that until you pointed it out.
But I love them. And they're getting dirty, but it's like fine. They look lifted.
The colors just get more muted.
Which, you know, I love a muted off color. So anyway, I'm digging them and I wear them all the time.
You have multiple pairs of shoes here at the studio.
These don't stay at the studio though. These come
they
home
don't.
With me.
Yes.
I only have two pairs that stay at the studio.
And then, but she's always like changing out of them. You've got your house shoes, then you got your walking shoes, and then you got the shoes that you came to the studio in.
Right. Like I don't walk in these on my treadmill for an hour because they'll slip on me. And then I have my house shoes.
I love it.
My studio shoes, I guess I should call.
Studio shoes. Okay. Hang on. I've kind of been going out of order, so I've been checking them off as I go. Okay. My next one is, at my house, I've really been focusing on changing my environment, fixing up my space. So I've been focusing a lot on just updating some things around the house, putting a new light in my kitchen, spray painting some curtain rods and some tie backs, just hanging things up, fixing things around the house. I'm picking out a paint color for my bedroom, which I'm super excited about. I got a new duvet cover because I just got so depressed coming into my room over and over again. And just, it's like the one room in the house other than my sewing room that just has not been touched and from when we moved in. And it just makes me sad and depressed. I'm like, ugh, this place has no life, no style. And it really should have been one of the first places that I started doing things because it's the place where you sleep. It's where you return to rest is your bedroom.
Yeah, but I think that people, the reason it's not the first is because it is the place where you sleep.
Yeah.
And it's
your and other living. People don't see it.
Yeah.
But my room has always been a place of like refuge. And it, especially if you have kids,
Right. Or if you're partnered, like if you're living with someone else in your house, mm-hmm. I am only in my room to sleep. I really only pass through my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my bedroom is all shiplap, so I can't paint it.
Yeah. So whatever space that is in your house that you like go to hide yourself away, that's really where you should start mm-hmm. making your space better. So I'm going to be trying to do that more. So yeah, it's just been giving me a little oomph, especially that light in my kitchen. It is bright. Yeah. I went from fluorescent to LED.
Man. You're like, makes a difference. I can see this Alfredo so good. It's emulsifying.
Exactly. I need to be able to see precisely what's going on.
Yeah. So also, I feel like I need to make a disclaimer because I said my walls are all shiplap. I can't paint them. And I know a lot of people are like, just paint them. Joanna Gaines does all the time. But their original one, there's notes written on them like that the contractor wrote because y'all shiplap was not ever meant to be seen. And if you paint them, you can really see all the knots and cracks and stuff, and the walls look worse. So that's why I can't paint them.
Yeah, understand.
Yeah, one room they did paint. The previous owners did paint it, and I
you're not happy like about it. That?
No. Is it my turn?
It sure is.
Pip, she's always on the list, you know. But this I'm really proud of her because one, we got an elevated place for her,
a bed.
At McDo, and I think it has really changed her behavior in the studio. I'm very proud, even though yesterday she jumped up on the table for no reason, but that is a sour, not a zest. But the biggest thing is we have a neighbor dog that for some reason has really set Pip off. Like she just gets really nervous outside now and anxious and... But I've been working with her on ignoring that dog, and she's actually doing better. I'm so proud of her. I'm proud of her, and I'm proud of me for working on it.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad about it, too. It means that I can be able to tell Pip to go to a certain place, and she's able to go there. And
yeah. Sometimes she gets a little ornery, like yesterday for some reason.
Yeah.
We had the tape measure out, and she was really interested in that. But for the most part, she'll go in her place at the studio.
Yeah. All right. My next one is we have a gathering here that happens at Make Do every Sunday, and I was coming in and out as I was like getting things ready for a class that I was having that day. And it really brightened my day that two people saw me and like their faces like lit up and they were just like, one person like ran over to me and was like, hey Madison, it's so good to see you. And then someone else was like, oh, hey, and like waved really excited at me. And I don't know what it is, if I was just in the right space for that to hit me or whatever, but just to have a group of people that are excited to see you, it just hit me how wonderful and special I am, I guess. That's really hard for me to say. But also that like there's people out there that do care that don't necessarily run in my typical circles.
Right. Well, and that is an objective true statement because it came from someone else. Like it's not coming from you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And so it just lets me know that there might be people like kind of orbiting my social circle. Mm. That if I treat them that way, they also get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just were just like, all right, I'm just going to be excited to see this person, how it can just totally change their day.
Right.
And I'm going to be holding on to that for a while. That's it's just sweet. Giving me some oomph that yes. people do care. Even if you don't see them or talk to them very often, people do care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're important to people.
Yeah.
I'll skip ahead a few again then, because Sunday mornings was the last thing that I was going to talk about.
Oh.
So we have a gathering of like church misfits, I guess, that meet at McDo on Sundays. We meet late because a lot of people are still going to a traditional church and then they will come here. And it's been really fantastic to be in a small group. Well, sometimes we have like 50 people here,
which is smaller than a typical church around here.
Yeah. And we break up into groups and talk, and then we'll come back together. But to have something that is, we all have mostly a common language of our faith and spirituality, but we're all in different places in that. And it's really a place of sometimes wrestling, sometimes discussing, sometimes, commiserating, or, you know, with people in a way that I feel like we miss out on in church because of how it's set up. Like mm-hmm. you go and sit and listen to someone preach or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so this is just a place where no one's making assumptions about anyone or what they believe. And you can have doubts and uncertainty and hard questions. And then we just sit with those things and talk about them. And it's been wonderful.
Yes.
It is, and to see people, a few, because we have a lot of students, and so sometimes students will just come once or twice, but the people who live in Searcy who are coming are typically always there.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like once someone comes, and then they just keep coming, yeah. just me, for a lot of people.
Yeah. It's important to have community, mm-hmm. as we well know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Here's my last one.
So I've really started to truly settle into my creative style, and it's coalesced mostly into this new dress that I'm making, but it's allowed me to understand what I need from my creativity. I've accepted the fact that some of the things that I make are not going to be aesthetically beautiful to everyone, but that's not what I need them to be.
Right.
I need to move through the creative process. And that in turn has allowed me, like through the practice of asking, what do I need from my creative process, has allowed me to ask in other places in my life, what do I need from this particular situation? I know this day is going to be busy and hard. What do I need to be able to make it more bearable? All right. If I got to have 2 cups of tea, so be it. Or, you know I need to change the space up in my house. I need, you know, I need to be able to do, to get through this morning. What do I need from that? And just constantly like checking in with myself and making sure that as I'm going through and doing these maybe difficult, oftentimes challenging things, that I'm constantly checking in and being like, hey, you still got to do this, but what do you need in order to make this more bearable? Or you're doing something fun. What is it about this that makes it fun and worthwhile for you? Because sometimes we keep going back to the same things, like whether it's a Netflix show or watching YouTube or scrolling through Twitter or whatever, because we're initially getting something we needed, but then after a while, sometimes that can fade, or we're not actually getting what we want anymore from that thing. And so you need to be checking in and being like, am I just doing this because it used to give me?
Out of just habit, like yeah. this is just what I do.
Yeah, this is just what I do. Or like, I remember that one time on a Saturday that I scrolled through Pinterest for an hour and got really inspired. But if you keep doing that and you're not getting inspired, you need to change it up. So it's been really great that I'm just like trying to be more present and cognizant with myself. Mm-hmm. And I think it really is improving my mood.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yay.
Yeah. What about you? What's your last zesty thing?
My last one is that we have had a few more cold days.
Oh my word. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little disappointed that like the days were starting off with like a freeze warning,
uh-huh.
but I know this has been your jam.
And they have been crisp in the mornings and crisp in the evening, but during the day, if you're in the sun, it feels warm.
Yeah. It really isn't too bad. Like like the high was like 50 something the other day, and mm-hmm. I thought, oh, it's going to be cold. But it's a different cold than it was in January. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, it's bearable. The sun's out.
Yeah. And it these days like this, and when it lasts through March, it helps me enjoy spring, because usually I don't like spring because summer is right around the corner.
The anticipatory hate of summer.
Yeah, and I don't want it to be so hot. And so when there's days like this, it's just really helpful.
I get that. Yeah. It's nice to just have to enjoy a good day every now and again. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. That be it.
I've got some bad things.
Some bad things.
Well, some sours.
Yeah, sure. I have some too. Since you just talked, I'll go. I'm going on a trip with my mom and my sister here in the next day or so, but that means that I need to double down and make sure I have everything ready. Ooh. So
yeah, because ready because we have spring break camp.
We do have spring
starting
break
the
camp.
Day this episode is aired.
Yes, so please pray for me.
Speaking of, we won't have an episode for you next week because
your girl's gonna be busy with lots of kiddos.
Yeah.
So,
and we don't have time to record two episodes this week.
So yeah, I've got a lot of big things coming up, but it means that I need to be absolutely ready for everything. So like last night I packed, I've been cooking to make sure that I've got food for myself. I've been, making spreadsheets and doing all sorts of things.
Spreadsheets?
Yeah. It's got like my supplies that I need and like organization and like all of the different things for spring break camp.
Sorry. I was thinking of like money for some reason when you said spreadsheets. Oh. I'm like, what are you making spreadsheets for?
No,
that
no.
seems like work that can wait till later.
No,
okay.
No.
To like get you organized.
Yes.
Got it.
Exactly. And so the sour part of that is I'm just real busy. So I've had a couple of extra cups of tea, but that's okay. So like, even though it's a sour, it's like, it's all right. It's for a good reason.
Also, you can have as many cups of tea as you want.
Well, tea dehydrates you. You need to make sure you're balancing that with water.
But you do drink water.
I do. Well, I just have to be careful, you know? I can't just drink a ton of tea.
And not all tea dehydrates you.
This is true. So. But I'm drinking a lot of
some herbal tea.
Yes. Well, I've been drinking a lot of caffeinated tea. That's why I've been drinking teas because it's got that caffeine in it that I need to give me the oomph.
Do you get an oomph from caffeine?
Yes.
I don't think I do.
Oh, I get jittery from espresso.
But jittery isn't the same as a good oomph.
Well, okay. So if I have a lot to do, I can have an espresso, but I need to be able to utilize that intense amount of energy that I have. Otherwise, it will cause me to have some serious anxiety. Mm-hmm. Tea has enough caffeine in it that it gives me a little bit of oomph while not giving me getting jittery and having a lot of anxious feelings. So sometimes I have two cups of tea to give me a little extra. Like yesterday it was two cups of tea and a Dr. Pepper. Uh-huh. And I was feeling real good because I spaced it out through the day.
Yeah. The caffeine doesn't have that effect on me. Now, it will keep me up at night, but it doesn't ever give me a boost. What gives me a boost is the going through the motions of having the coffee.
The ritual.
Yes. Or having the drink, the Sonic whenever I get my Diet Coke, but it isn't the caffeine in it.
Let me tell you, sometimes if I hit the right amount of caffeine, it's like I've taken a happy pill. Like if I can just get it just right, where it's like, I can just so peppy and I can think on my feet and this is so great. But if I have too much, then I dive into some anxious jitteriness. Like I've got too much energy. Mm. And then if I don't have any caffeine, there can be days where I don't have caffeine all the time, but if I'm not drinking it, then I don't have that little happy oomph.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm different with you.
Your girl's a lightweight. Things affect me nobody's business. What's your
My
sour?
First sour is daylight savings time.
You're not a morning person.
I'm not a morning person. And also, I have come to think that I do better on standard time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want time to change. And I know there's legislation that's held up in Congress, but it's to keep us on daylight savings time all the time. And I am not about that. I'm about standard time all the time. I need the light in the morning.
Yes. And then you want it to get dark sooner because you find your creative, if I'm saying this correctly, you get very creative at night.
Yeah. I don't need it to stay light till 10 o'clock in the summer. Who cares?
It doesn't stay light that long in the summer.
Well, in Midland it did because we were on the west side of the time zone.
Oh.
Here it will stay light till what, like 9 or 9:30?
Well,
like still.
I think like 8:30. I don't think it doesn't.
Now, sunset might be earlier, but there's still like the twilight.
Oh, see, I don't count that as light. The moment that the sun goes down, I'm like, yeah, it's dark. Like, it's not like dark is like the deepest night, but then I'm like, when the sun goes down, it has gotten dark. The activities that I would normally do in the daylight, you know, like I no longer will do because the sun has gone down.
Yeah. Okay. But I think sunset is later than 8:30
all right,
in the summer.
Hit me up.
I'm looking it up.
We're Googling it.
While I Google this, tell us, do you have another sour?
I mean, no, not, I don't think I necessarily have another sour. I mean, I've got a lot of work to do today, but I've already mentioned that there's just a lot of busy things for me to do. I am not excited about like going to a concert and dealing with people that are careless of other people's spaces. I love being in large groups of people, but I do not like being around people that are inconsiderate, that like are not watching their personal space. And that's hard to do at a concert, especially this one is kind of going to be.
What
like
is the concert for, did you say?
It's a Bill Murray concert. The band is named after the actor, but it's spelled differently. It's very niche, kind of metal, kind of synth a little bit. It's different. Richard is really into this band. But that being said, because it kind of takes from the metal scene a little bit, it means that there's a lot there, you know, there'll be a mosh pit. There's going to be a lot of moving and jostling around. And some people dig that. I am not one of those people.
Yeah, me neither.
So, as much as I would love to like dress up for a concert and go in like concert wear, I need to go in clothes that I don't mind having beer spilled on me.
Yeah.
But I am excited to go to a concert with Richard. This will be our first concert together. And it's so important to him that I want to be there for him to experience that and have that, I learned a new word, compersion for him. Compersion is when you are excited for somebody else, that you're celebrating that someone else is getting to do something. Uh-huh. And it literally has nothing to do with you.
Fun.
It's just they're out there having fun. You're not having fun, but you're happy that they're happy.
Yeah. And you're there just to
support
be
them.
Happy with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. For the record.
Okay.
Sunset is around 8:30.
Okay.
At the longest.
All right.
But then I would say we get like another 30 minutes of daylight after sunset.
Like it's like you got those like warm, well, not really warm tones of this because that's sunset.
But where there's still light, because when I was growing up, we could play outside until it was dark. And that meant like the street lights come on. You have to use your headlights. Like, that's not the same. Like, after sunset, you can still drive without your headlights on. Like,
perhaps,
there's still light.
Perhaps then this is a difference in upbringing because, like, pretty much by sunset, we were inside. We didn't play outside. So that translates a lot over into is the sun setting? I don't particularly want to go out and get stuff at the grocery store or go and get gas or do other things. Like maybe I will go out to eat, but like daylight hours are for doing lots of things. When the sun sets, you probably can get one more thing done and then you're settling in for the night.
Cause there's still time. Cause even now sometimes I'll be like trying to beat the darkness, not the sun. It's like if you can still see outside without a light on,
that's fine. You can feel that way. I don't feel that way. That's why I like daylight savings is because the sun is up for longer into the evening. But I know that's the exact reason why you don't like it. And that's okay. You can feel
also, I think I didn't know this was a thing until I just started looking into it.
Ooh.
But that our bodies, like, it's about solar noon. So whenever we shift daylight savings time an hour, you're pushing solar noon. Like, then noon on our clock isn't lining up with the solar noon, like when the sun is over the sky.
Yeah.
So I think it just throws me off.
Mm-hmm. I think I've gotten used to daylight savings time. Because
now
in the
daylight savings time lasts a lot longer. It's like 8 months of the year is daylight savings time.
Yes.
It's not half of the year anymore.
That's true. I think when it's in the winter time, I don't know. It just, it hits different.
But also the days are just shorter.
I know.
It's in the winter. So, because a lot of people are like, I want more daylight or more. I want longer days, but longer days
would happen naturally in the summer because you have the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. And you're extending that further by having daylight savings time.
You're shifting it.
Or shifting it.
You're not extending. There was a proverb that, like,
I guess, time is weird.
Yeah, that it was a Native American proverb, and they said only the pale face would think you make a blanket longer by cutting 2 inches off the top and adding it to the bottom. Like, daylight savings time just shifts the time. It doesn't actually make you have more time.
No, it just, it's conceptually different because we go unconscious for a certain amount of hours during the
evening.
And
our work days don't shift.
Yes.
So, like, if you work 8 to 5 all the time, mm-hmm. then, yes, it's putting your light at the end of the day versus the beginning. But the day stays the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have another?
I have 3 more. I'll do them fast.
Oh, my goodness.
Things move slower than I want them to, just in general. Other people, like, when I'm excited about something, why are other people not also excited? And why does it not move forward as quickly as I want? So that's a real sour. Another one is
now I'm understanding why you needed to go fast through your 10 things, because you had 5 sour things you needed to talk about. Holy
another
cow.
Thing is I've been having some ear pain. Like, I seriously thought I had an ear infection or that a spider had laid eggs in my ear.
Oh, my,
and neither of those are true. I think it's just ear pressure, probably from sinusy allergy stuff. And then also I have some really tight tension in my jaw and neck, which can make your ear hurt like an infection. It's very weird.
But that's good to know. If you like, if you're having some ear pain, it may not be an ear infection. It might be just you tense, girl.
Yeah, I don't like it. And my last one is my dental insurance. I thought was on autopay. It has been for years. I don't know why it's not now, but I got like a notice that my dental insurance was premiums hadn't been paid all year, and it was gonna get canceled if I don't fix it. Well, I can't fix it online.
Oh,
so
of course not.
Now I had to call someone.
I've had this issue too, where I've put something on auto pay and then they're like, oh, by the way, we haven't gotten a payment from you. And I'm like, it's on auto pay. What is wrong? It's ridiculous. I'm like, I want to pay you money. Allow me to make it easier to pay you money.
Yeah.
There might be intricacies that we are unaware of that make that difficult, but I am unaware of them and I think it's silly.
Yeah.
How dare they?
So, bleh. Okay. That was all.
Okay.
Only four.
I mean, that's still enough. There's lots of sourness over there,
I guess.
All right.
It's because of daylight savings time, really, is
the big one for you.
It's making everything worse.
Just all makes it worse.
Mm-hmm. It'll be better after like a week or so. I will kind of adjust, but... Mm-hmm. And to be fair, I don't necessarily want, I don't like the longer days. Like, I guess it's fine that it stays light. I don't want it to get light at 5 o'clock in the morning either. But when I lived in Ireland, because they're far north.
Yes.
So like the days are really long in the summer and they're really short in the winter. There's more of a change. But it would be light outside. So like
actually
dawn.
Light.
I'm not talking about sunrise and sunset, but I'm talking about there's light coming in your room from like 4 in the morning till probably 11 at night.
It was wild. When I was over in Scotland, it was during the summer, I was like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. And like, it was so light outside. It was crazy. It just goes to show that like, you may think it's one way where you live, but like, and the whole world experiences day that way. They do not.
Mm-mm.
It's wild.
Nope. And then in some places they have, what do they call it? Solar, what?
Where the
midnight sun, when it's light all day, they call it midnight sun. And then they call it polar night or something when it's dark all the time.
Man, that's tough. You definitely have to have some like good rhythms in place so that you don't get depressed.
I would be loving that polar night.
Yes. Maybe you need to live up in Alaska then, where you got that polar night for a while. All right.
You learning anything?
Oh, still working on that color pooling and enjoying, you know, the process of that. Learning about the discography of Outkast.
That's funny.
What about you?
Well, I'm learning what people want in their dream quilt shop, and I cannot wait to give it to them.
That is fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited too.
We did it.
All right.
No podcast next week.
No, I'll be busy, but we'll be back after that.
You can listen to our back catalog, our discography of Make Do. Have a good spring break if you haven't already. Yes. If you're on spring break this week, enjoy it. And we'll see you. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you to my dear, dear friend Craig Hudson for our very createful theme music. You can hear more of Craig's music on Spotify under Craig Hudson, that's Hudson with a T, or you can just click on the link in the show notes. Also, be sure to connect with Make Do on Instagram at Make Do Create or on Facebook at Make Do Cersei, and visit our website, makedocreate.org, for upcoming classes, show notes, to order a face mask, lots of things.